Welcome to the Affluent Buyer Script, your guide to engaging affluent buyers for your luxury outdoor home product and service business. Here's your host, Katie Doss.
Welcome back to the Affluent Buyer Script podcast, your go-to source for insights on attracting buyers for your outdoor product or service business. I'm your host, Katie Doss of Script Marketing, and every week I bring you insights into reaching your ideal buyer. So gang, we just got back from Elevate 2025, the National Association of Landscape Professionals annual conference. And if there was one topic that was mentioned over and over and over again, it was AI. How can it streamline my business? How can it make work go faster? And of course, how will it affect my marketing? So that's what we're going to talk about today. Picture this. Your ideal client is sitting on her porch, drinking her morning coffee, and decides to start browsing the internet for landscape design firms. She's looking out. She's realizing, you know what? This outdoor space is kind of a mess. It's time to do something about it. But instead of opening Google and typing best landscape design firms near me, she uses ChatGPT audio capabilities and asks it, who are the best landscape design firms around here? That, right there, is the marketing shift that we are going to talk about today. AI, as you know, is not just a shiny tech trend. It is completely changing how people discover local businesses, and that includes those affluent homeowners that you want as clients. Now, instead of scrolling Google Maps or sifting through all those Google results and review sites and all that kind of stuff, people are starting to ask tools like ChatGPT and Gemini for personalized recommendations. And these tools are making decisions based on the data that they trust the most. So, if AI doesn't know that your business exists, or if it doesn't trust what it sees, you are not going to get recommended, period. That's why today we're diving into how AI is changing local marketing, what it means for outdoor product and service businesses just like yours, and what you can do right now to make sure that you are showing up when those AI assistants are making recommendations. We are going to talk about how AI pulls and prioritizes business information, what you can do to boost your AI visibility, and why this shift is actually great news for local brands that focus on quality and reputation. So let's get into it. Let's talk about how AI is changing how people search. A few years ago, really, a year ago, if somebody wanted to find a local business, say a luxury pool designer or a landscape architect, they'd head over to Google, type in best pool company near me, and start scrolling through a list of websites and reviews. And yes, many, many people are still doing it that way. But that is not what everybody is doing. Now, people are skipping all that scrolling entirely. They're asking AI tools, ChatGPT, Gemini, Perplexity, even the voice assistants that have been around for a little bit longer, like Siri or Alexa, they're getting them to do the searching for them. So instead of looking through 20 Google results, they're saying, hey, ChatGPT, who's the best landscape lighting designer in Dallas? Or who builds luxury outdoor kitchens near Naples? And here's the kickers. Those tools don't just spit out a random list. They really are recommending who they think the best is. They pull from reviews, from social media, from your website, from your Google business profile. They're pulling all the data they can find. And those tools are making a judgment, be it a robot judgment, but they're making a judgment about which companies sound reputable, consistent, and trustworthy. In other words, AI is the new concierge, and affluent homeowners love a good concierge. Let's be honest, the homeowners you want to work with aren't spending hours digging through Yelp reviews or local Facebook groups. Their time is too valuable for that. They want answers, not 100 different options. So this is where it gets really interesting for you. AI is smart, but it's only as smart as the data that it can find. So if your online information, your hours, your services, your photos, your reviews, all of that stuff, if that is not consistent, or if you don't have much of a digital footprint to begin with, the AI has nothing to go on. And when it doesn't have enough data, you simply are not going to make the recommendation list. This is why we're calling AI the new front door of local marketing. It's not just that people find you online. It's that AI is now deciding who gets found and who gets recommended. Think about it like this. Google used to be like the mall directory. Remember, we would go to the mall and we'd see the mall directory, right? You could walk around, browse a little, find a few options. AI is the valet out front. It's not going to show you everything. It shows you just the stuff that it thinks you're going to like best. So if you want to be the brand that AI recommends, your business data, your reputation, and your content all have to work together to send a really clear message. We are the trusted choice for high-end outdoor living. Because when affluent homeowners ask, who's the best in town, you want the AI to confidently answer that you are. Okay, so now that we've established that AI is basically the new concierge for affluent buyers, let's talk about how it's actually reshaping local visibility. There are five big shifts happening, and if you can stay ahead of these, you are going to have a major edge over competitors who are still trying to, like, quote unquote, beat the algorithm. And by the way, there's no beating the algorithm. I bet I've answered that question a million times in my career. The algorithm always wins. So let's walk through these five big shifts. Number one is structured, synced business information. AI does not browse the internet like people do. It reads data. It reads all of the data. If your business hours, your address, your services, whatever, if they are inconsistent between your website, your Google business profile, your social media accounts, AI assumes that something's off and it skips you. So think of this like kind of sweeping your digital front porch, right? It's not sexy, but it's the difference between being invited inside or being ignored. Number two, reviews are your reputation engine. You have heard me talk about reviews 100 times on this podcast. AI tools pull from reviews to understand what kind of experience you deliver. So if your clients say, responsive, professional, luxury experience, that's how AI is going to describe you. But if you have a mix of like random reviews with no clear themes, or if your reviews are just really vague, like great to work with, you're invisible. This is why you want to encourage happy clients to talk about why they loved working with you. It teaches AI to recommend you to people looking for that exact same thing. So go back and check out our episode on getting the most out of client reviews for all the details on how to get reviews that move the needle. Okay, number three, the more content you feed AI, the more it understands you. AI is scanning your entire digital footprint. That includes your blog posts, your project galleries, FAQs, even your social media captions. Every piece of content helps that algorithm connect the dots about what you do and who you serve. So when a homeowner asks ChatGPT, who's the best outdoor lighting designer in Scottsdale? The businesses with rich, detailed content about lighting design are the ones that are going to show up. That means content creation isn't just for search engine optimization anymore, it's for AI discoverability. The more you feed that system, the more likely you are to be recommended to the right buyers. Number four, automated responses matter. AI values responsiveness, and so do affluent buyers. So if someone messages you on Instagram or leaves a review, a quick, thoughtful reply, even if it's AI assisted when you generate it, that signals that your brand is attentive and professional. Remember, silence looks like neglect, and nothing about neglect says luxury. And number five, data-driven insights from feedback. AI can analyze thousands of reviews and comments to find trends that you probably are never going to spot on your own. If clients consistently mention like your awesome attention to detail or your killer project management, highlight that in your marketing. AI learns those patterns, so feed it the ones that you want repeated. Here's the takeaway from this. The businesses that win in the AI era aren't the biggest. They are the most consistent. Clean data, strong reviews, fast responses, and clear messaging. Those are the signals AI is listening for. And if you give it what it needs, it will start recommending you before your competitors even know what's happening. Okay, so let's talk about what you can do right now to embrace this AI shift, okay? If you want AI to recommend you to your ideal clients, you have to make it easy for these machines, these robots, to connect the dots. Let's walk through what to do right now, right when you turn off this podcast, but don't turn it off right now, wait until the end, to increase your chances of getting recommended on all these AI engines. Step one, audit your local listings. Start with the basics. Make sure your business information is consistent everywhere. Your website, your Google business profile, Houzz, Yelp, Facebook, Pinterest, all of it. If something's outdated or mismatched, fix it. Remember, AI tools cross-reference every single piece of information on the internet. They cross-reference all these platforms. Any inconsistency can make you look unreliable. Step two, optimize your reviews. Ask clients for reviews that go beyond, they did a great job, or love our new patio. Encourage them to talk about the experience, your professionalism, your attention to detail, how you solved a problem for them. Those are the keywords AI uses to identify what kind of company you are and what kind of clients you are perfect for. Step three, feed AI with fresh content. You do not need to become a full-time blogger, but you do need to create content that helps AI understand your expertise. So you want to think about doing things like helpful blog posts about outdoor trends, case studies on recent projects, FAQs about your process or materials, even short updates on your website with professional photos. All of that context tells AI, this company knows what they're doing and they serve a high-end market. Step four, respond like a pro. Engagement matters. When somebody leaves a review, when they comment on your post, when they send a message, reply. Use AI to help you draft the reply if you need to. Quick, thoughtful responses tell both algorithms and actual living, breathing humans that your business is active, attentive, and trustworthy. And step five, start small, but start now. You do not need a big tech overhaul to start getting recommended by all these AI engines. Just start with one thing. Maybe update your Google listing this week. Post one blog about your latest project. Over time, these little signals add up. AI starts to see these patterns, and when affluent homeowners ask for the best, it is going to start recommending you. So let's recap. The AI shift isn't coming, it's already here. And the good news is that it's leveling the playing field for smaller, high-quality local businesses, just like yours. The companies that keep their data clean, their content consistent, and their reputation strong will be the ones AI recommends first. So while everybody else is worrying about beating that algorithm, you'll be the one the algorithm is working for. That's a wrap today. I'm your host, Katie Doss of Script Marketing, where we help outdoor product and service businesses connect with and sell to affluent homeowners. If you've got questions or ideas for a future show, we always want to hear those. Email info@scriptmarketingco.com. We'll see you next week for more actionable marketing tips from the Affluent Buyer Script Podcast.
You've been listening to Script Marketing's Affluent Buyer Script Podcast, your go-to source for engaging affluent buyers in the luxury outdoor home product and service industry. For more information, visit scriptpodcast.com.